Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The final guest of the morning is on the line. He's Daniel Burke, a director of UK Lawyers for Israel and a solicitor specializing in criminal and professional discipline law. Daniel Burke, thank you for chatting to me on Hi FM this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Daniel, the horrific attacks in Bondi, I think, shook Jewish communities worldwide. I'm interested in getting your reaction as a British Jew as to the reaction in the United Kingdom.
Well, we had the attack at the synagogue in Manchester, just around the corner from my house. This hurts just as much, even though it was on the other side of the world. And I think I speak for everybody in the Manchester Jewish community saying that. Seeing innocent people killed just for being Jews hurts just as much when we don't know who the victims are as when we do. And seeing these rabid, vicious racists celebrating those murders hurts just as much in the streets of Manchester as in the beaches of Sydney.
What emotions are most prominent amongst UK Jews right now? Are we talking fear, grief, solidarity, resilience? How are they channeling the anger?
Well, there was a vigil here. People have been doing what we do best, which is supporting each other. There is a sense of grief. I'd say it's on the other side of the world. It doesn't matter. There's been a tremendous sense of Jewish pride. It's Hanukkah. People have been lighting the Hanukkahs. But there is a sense, again, that it was inevitable. There's commonality between what happened in Manchester and what happened in Bondi insofar as weak leaders, gaslighting of Jews, ignoring our concerns, failing to tackle extremism. And and then these attacks happen. And what we've seen, I mean, if we look at the reaction from outside the Jewish community, we've again had friends that have called us and expressed sympathy, and that's meant a lot. But within the political leadership, both in Australia and here, there's a sense that it's very easy to feel sorry for dead Jews. That's something that people are quite happy to do. But if you really care about us, then support us when we're alive. Support our security, support our dignity. We don't want those that have constantly acted against the interests of Jewish people suddenly professing to feel sorry for us.
Daniel, you're so spot on. That Dora Horn's book, People Love Dead Jews, it resonated with me at this time very, very, very strongly. I don't know about you, personally, I'm tired of seeing the solidarity rallies and Jews congregating in synagogues. I want to see action. It's time. Yeah. Something's changed. A red line, I think, has been crossed. And I'm wondering, I did see this morning it being reported that in the UK, there have been the first arrests made for hate speech. I don't know what they've been doing for the past 2 years. Do you think there has been a change in the UK in how the government plans on dealing with these issues?
Well, this was led by actually the Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, who has been actually very strong since he took post and has been a genuine supporter of the Jewish community. He was at the Community Security Trust dinner a few days ago, and he took this step of saying that people have been chanting "Globalize the Intifada" on the streets will be arrested, and it's been these chants of "Globalize the Intifada" have become very, very common, and Jewish people have made repeated representations about what that means, exactly what that means. It means, a violent uprising. Now, the BBC, an astonishingly, a once great organization that has fallen to the bottom, has already tried to misrepresent that by saying, no, Intifada is generally peaceful struggle. I mean, that's rubbish.
Oh, please.
Intifada is what happened on Bondi Beach. Intifada is what happened in Manchester. Intifada is what happened at the Bataclan Theatre in Paris. It's what happened at the Charlie Hebdo attack, the Paris Metro. These are examples of intifada. And this isn't about, it's not an attack on free speech, because free speech is extremely important in any democracy. It's something that I deeply believe in personally, but not when it tends to provoke violence. And that's what people calling for intifada are doing. They're looking to provoke violence. They're looking to provoke terror attacks. They're looking to support those and to create an environment in which it's acceptable. So it's important to see that change here, whether or not it leads to dialing down of the level of hatred we're seeing or not remains to be seen.
Daniel Burke, I'm so sorry, we're out of time, but thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this morning. I have no doubt we will touch base sooner rather than later.